الحمد لله رب العالمين وكفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم صدق الله العظيم My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at various places in Quran had talked about those people who are not understanding the wahdaniyat of Allah, that Allah is one. And they are not understanding that Rasulullah ﷺ is the messenger of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had talked about them in different ways. Therefore, regarding Christians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا No doubt those people are doing kufr. قَالُوا who are saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمْ That Allah is Masih ibn Maryam. That Allah is Jesus and Jesus is Allah. So Allah is saying that these people are calling Allah as Jesus and Jesus as Allah. So they are doing kufr. Then Allah said, وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ Although Masih alayhi salatu wasalam, in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was alive, he used to say, يَا بُنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ He would say, O Bani Israel, worship Allah who is my Lord and who is your Lord. Rabbi wa Rabbakum. He is my Rabb and he is your Rabb. So worship him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these people ended up doing kufr and shirk. Kufr because they refused to believe in Isa alayhi salam as a Nabi. They went on to believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as God, son of God. Allah said, "Innahu man yushrik billah faqad harrama Allahu alayhi al-jannah." No doubt those people who will do shirk with Allah, haram Allah. Allah had made Jannah haram upon them to enter. Wa ma'wahum nar. And that destiny is Jahannam. And then Allah said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا Similarly, those people are also doing kufr who are saying that no, Jesus is not God, but he is one of the three gods. So they are the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So Allah said, ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا That he is one of the three gods. So لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these people are also doing shirk. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Mal Masih ibn Maryam illa Rasul. Allah is telling the whole world, everybody, that Masih was nothing but a Rasul. Mal Masih ibn Maryam illa Rasul. Masih ibn Maryam was nothing but a Rasul. Qad khalat min qablihi Rasul. Just like many prophets came before Isa alayhi salam. Similarly, he was also one of them. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةً Now, Yahud, al-Ayyadu Billah, they allege that Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, she became pregnant because she did adultery, al-Ayyadu Billah. So they call her a very wicked woman, that she did adultery. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, no, وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةً The mother of Isa alayhi salam was صِدِّيقَةً, was a very chaste woman, was a very clean woman. Just like regarding the wife of Rasulullah Aisha, we say Aisha صِدِّيقَةً. Aisha is the one who, radiallahu anha, is a very chaste woman. Because the same Yahud in Madinah Munawwara accused Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha of al-ayyadu billah committing adultery. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed more than 10 ayat in Surah Nur, An-Nur, regarding Aisha radiallahu anha. Similarly, regarding the mother of Isa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةً The mother of Isa alayhi salam is a very, very chaste woman. Kana yakulani ta'am And both the mother and the son, they used to eat food. My brother, you will say, what is this? Everybody eats food? So why is Allah saying that the mother and the son, they eat food? Who can guess, brother? Because God doesn't eat food. You know? God doesn't eat food. There's no need for God to eat food. You eat food because you need strength, you need stamina, you need to survive. So Allah is saying, Kana ya'kulani ta'am. And brothers, if when you eat food, you do what? You go to the restroom as well. You cannot keep eating and not go to the restroom. So this means that God, according to them, uses restroom as well. So Allah is saying, Kana ya'kulani ta'am. Allah is saying, both of them, Isa and his mother, they eat food, meaning they are bashar. They are human beings. Then Allah says, Unzur kaifa nubayyinu lahumul ayat. Look how I'm explaining everything in the Quran. Allah is saying, look how I'm explaining everything in the Quran. Thumma unzur anna yufakun. But still you see that these people are going away from Quran. So my dear brothers and sisters, who is going to tell these Christians that, you know, that they are wrong? It is you and I who have to tell them. Because remember, one of the sifat of Quran is what? Zafar bhai, aap bataiye. What does the word musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi mean? That, I'm saying this because he comes to the Arabic class, that's why I'm picking on him. Musaddiqan lima. Allah is saying one of the sifat of Quran is that Quran affirms to everything that Allah had revealed in the previous scriptures. So Quran did not brought anything new to the world. Allah is saying musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi, that Allah is saying to Christian Jews, whatever I had revealed in Torah and Injil, Quran came to affirm those facts. You forgot about them, you twisted and turned, you added and deleted from your books. So now even you do not know what were the truths of Torah and Injil. So Allah is saying, I sent Quran, so Quran can do tasdeeq, can affirm what was revealed in Torah and Injil. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is your job as the believer in Quran to let Christians know where they have gone wrong. Where they have gone wrong. It is your job, it is my job. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran said that وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى. Allah said when you will make da'wah, Allah said you will find mushrikeen and yahood. They will accept Islam, but very few of them. But Allah said about Christians that you أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً. You will find that they will be willing to listen to you. Close to, you know, they will give a listening ear to what you are saying. Now, so my dear brothers, this is your job, my job, to let them know where they have gone wrong. That's why Allah said, "Walad dalin." Dalin means those people who have gone away from the right path. So if they have gone away from the right path, whose job is to bring them back? Those who are on the straight path. Now brothers and sisters, no matter how bad you are in deeds, you know, you are not doing amal upon Islam. You know, but alhamdulillah, as long as your aqeedah and belief is true, is correct, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you know what brothers? You are on the straight path. The moment your aqeedah will become wrong, then brother, it's a big issue now. Therefore, we have to keep our aqeedah straight, correct. You see? So the aqeedah is right. Now the problem with Yahud and Nasara is that their aqeedah is wrong. Their belief is wrong. So when their belief is wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those who do kufr and shirk, I am going to fill Jahannam with them. So the thing is that they are going towards Jahannam. No, you and I, no matter how bad Muslim we are, as long as we are believing in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallam, we will ultimately go to Jannah. But their situation is very bad. Their aqeedah is wrong. So who is going to tell them? It is you. Those people who have aqeedah on Quran. Their job is to go and tell them. Just today, brother, I'll tell you before Maghrib. Before Maghrib, brother, can somebody control this kid? Disturbs. So, just before Maghrib, you know, one American brother, Christian, came and he met another brother who was Christian, brother Josh, who became Muslim. He met him and he said, you know, I have been studying Islam and this and that, and now I have come to the masjid to become Muslim, to take a shahada. So I was amused because Josh himself was a Christian some time back. Now mashallah, he's Muslim. He said, you know what, let's not waste time. Imam is busy with the interfaith iftar, so I'm going to give you shahada. So he gave shahada to him. So after Maghrib, when he brought, and then another person, brother Arthur Nasir, who himself was Christian 5 years ago, he came to me very happy, running. Sheikh Tariq, should I tell you what? You see, that brother said, yes, he just now took shahada on the hand of Josh. So I ran towards him. I said, mashallah, you know you took shahada? And I said, would you like to go in front of the community and take shahada so that everybody feels happy? He said, you know what? I can't, because I'm too shy. But he said, tomorrow I'll come. He said, today I will try to prepare myself all day, today till tomorrow. And tomorrow I will come and I'll see if I have enough courage to go in front of the community and say, yes, I'm one of you. So let's see if he comes tomorrow. But he took shahada. Said, no, I don't believe in Jesus, the Son of God. You know, just like the other day, very nice. I met a person, yeah, on the Wednesday class, and he said that, you know, since my childhood, this belief never made sense to me that Jesus is Son of God. My dear brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is that, brother, you and I, we believe in La ilaha illallah. Brother, it is your job, my job, to convey this message to these people who are doing shirk. We just convey the message. Hidayah is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But conveying, Allah is not going to convey. It is you and I who have to convey. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Rasulullah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha Rasul, O my Rasul, Balligh ma unzila ilayka min Rabbik. Go and convey the message that I had given to you to the people. So that is your job. So Allah could have said, no, I will convey. No, Allah said, Balligh, O my Rasul, you do this job. Allah can send angels and they can convey the message. But Allah said, no, it is the job of human beings to convey the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, like right now, at the Mego cafeteria, around 100 people are there, roughly. Jews and Christians, they are listening to the talk by Imam Saiz about Islam. They are sitting and listening. Our job is to convey. How many among them will accept Islam, that is not in our hand. Hidayah is in the hand of Allah. But our job is to convey the message. Ramadan iftar is just an excuse. Like 3 months ago, we were thinking how to get more Christians to listen to the talk of Islam. So we just made up a title, Spring Interfaith Dinner. It's just an excuse. Spring Interfaith Dinner. Yeah, these are some excuses to bring them over food. You know, food is a very powerful thing. You know, through food you can get anybody. Free food. It's just like in our masjid, brothers, when a sheikh comes, if there's no food, few people come. When you said no, there'll be dinner served after the speech, you see people there. So food is something very powerful. So, you know, whether it's spring interfaith dinner or Ramadan interfaith, whatever, these are some excuses to lure people to come so that they can listen. But our job, my dear brothers and sisters, is to convey. And my dear brothers and sisters, this is the job of every person. It's not the job of an imam or a scholar, no. Rasulullah said in Khutbatul Wida', فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبَ. Those people who are present should convey my message to those who are ghaib, who are not present. You know, this is your job. No matter how sinful you are, no matter how much away from deen you are, you still are better than those people who do kufr and shirk. You still believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad. Yes, you might not be praying five times. Yes, you could be sinning. But you said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So now you are better than that person who is going on the path of Jahannam, who is saying that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, or he, Isa alayhi salam is God. So, you know, it's our job to go and convey the message to them. So my dear brothers and sisters, when you are listening to these ayat of Quran in Salat Taraweeh, think what Allah is saying. Ponder upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you to do. Allah is commanding you to stand up and do the job of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Convey the message of Islam to those who have not ever heard about it. So that is one ayah. Now moving on, brothers and sisters, there are so many ayahs to talk about, but in half an hour, there's only that much that we can cover. But there's one ayah, with a beautiful ayah of Quran, which I think most of you read or should read before every salah. And that ayah, brother, is قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, commanded, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach the people that my salah, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, my salah, and وَنُسُكِي, and my hajj. And then, brothers, what? Wa mahyaya, and my entire life, every action that I do in my life, the whole life. And then what, brothers? Wa mamati, and then my death. Lillahi rabbil alameen, is only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else. La sharika la, and Allah is the one who has no sharik. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and Allah has commanded me to do so, and I am among Muslimin. Brother, this ayah is talking about sincerity and ikhlas. And in every act that we do, every good act that we do in our life, you know, we should do it only for the sake of Allah. Brother, what is small shirk? Faisal bhai, what is small shirk? Anybody, brother? What is small? But one is shirk. We already know. You do sajda to ghairullah, or you believe that there's more. That's shirk. But what is small shirk?
Dependency
on material things. You're
shayari,
right? Yeah, riya, showing off. Rasulullah said, "Ashirkul azghar." This is a smaller shirk. Now brother, think and, you know, give the answer. Why is it called, why is riya called small shirk? Why?
Show off.
Anybody, why is it called shirkul asghar? Because, you know, in every act that you do, right? Every good act that you do, you should do it only to please Allah. But brother, let's say if I am praying salah, right? And you came and sat next to me. You are waiting for me to finish salah. You want to talk to me, right? And I thought that, you know what, this person is sitting, it's a good time to impress upon him. You know? So now I'm like, instead of reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad, I'm reading Surah Baqarah. Just to impress upon him. Now you ask the thing, MashaAllah, Hafiz sahab is very muttaqi. Look, long sahab. Now 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, he's not even going in ruku. He doesn't know that ayyadu billah that Hafiz Saab is doing riya. So what happened is that instead of pleasing Allah, I am trying to ayyadu billah please somebody else. That is shirk. That is shirk. In ibadat, in act of worship, we cannot please, we cannot intend to please anybody but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment this thought comes that no, I'm going to do this to please somebody else, that is shirkul asghar, small shirk. I'll give you a small story here. Back in India, like 100 years ago, there lived a scholar. His name was Sheikh Mahmud. He is called Sheikhul Hind. He got this title Sheikhul Hind because of his services to Muslims. So he was the most revered person of his time. And well, I will not go into the details of his life, but he was a very outstanding scholar, a waliullah. So one day he was making a speech and it was a huge crowd. And remember, in those days there were no microphones. So the speaker has to speak really loud and there will be people sitting on his back, behind him, right, left, everywhere. And he will be in the middle and he will turn around this way, so everybody can listen. But thanks to microphone now, we don't have to do. So he was speaking and hundreds of his students were there. Not one or two, hundreds of his students were there. And he was in full flow. Now when he was in the full flow, and he was an excellent orator as well, abruptly he finished his speech and sat down. All of a sudden. So the people were amazed that what happened? He did not finished his talk. What happened? Did he dislike something? What happened? So, but because of his high position, people didn't dare to go and talk to him. After some time, some of his students who are very close to him, they asked him, the Sheikh, what happened? You finished the speech abruptly, although you are in full flow. But this is something that you and I need to learn. And he said, yes, I was making speech, but I was speaking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. When I started my speech, I intend that, oh Allah, accept this speech, I'm speaking for the sake of you only. And I was speaking. Then what happened was, while I was speaking, I saw some people who joined the gathering, and they are the one who are my enemies and who always oppose me. They always write against me. They make pamphlets and put on the wall, on the wall in the city. They are my enemies. They oppose me. So when I saw them coming, so my nafs said to me that Mahmud, this is a good time to impress upon them. You know, show to them how much knowledge you have. Show to them your high caliber of in knowledge. He said that when this thought came to me, I said to myself that oh. No, I'm not doing this for the sake of Allah. I'm doing this to please those people who are my opposers. He said that, no, I don't want to make a speech to please people. He said that, I thought that, you know, if I cannot control my thought, if I cannot control my niyyah, so I'm going to end my speech. My dear brothers, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. My salah and my acts of worship and my life and my death, everything is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is recommended that when we start praying any salah, we read this ayah of Quran and then say Allahu Akbar. This way you would be reminding yourself that I am praying this salah only for the sake of Allah, nobody else. And I don't care what people think of me. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me, that's what I want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, inna salati wa nusuki. So, This is something that, brother, we need to read before every salah. And then the last 3-4 minutes that I have, I would like to remind you about one beautiful dua of Quran. And since this is the month of dua, Ramadan is the month of dua. And brother, this maybe is the most powerful dua of Quran. Wallahu alam bisawab. And that is, brothers, it's a long story, but since I don't have time, I'll cut it short. When Adam and Hawa were driven out of Jannah, right? Yesterday we heard those ayahs in Surah Al-A'raf. Shaitan knew what he's doing. Allah said, فَوَسْفَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan lured them, Adam and Hawa, and took them towards that tree, that forbidden tree. And Allah said, he knew that the moment Adam and Hawa will taste from that tree, you know what will happen? Their clothes will disappear. And they will be standing naked. Shaitan wants people to get naked. You know, that's what Shaitan wants. This is why that civilization or that fashion that is based on nakedness, that is the fashion and the civilization of Shaitan. Allah wants us to put on clothes. Shaitan wants us to shed clothes. So Shaitan knew. So Quran says that the falamma zaqat badat lahum sawatuhuma. The moment Adam and Hawa tasted that fruit, their clothes disappeared and they were standing there in Jannah without clothes. So out of shame, they started covering themselves min waraqil Jannah, from the trees, from the leaves of the trees of Jannah. And then both of them started crying, feeling what they had done. They realized that they had committed a big sin. But brother, here comes that dua. Then Adam and Hawa, both of them turned to Allah. Now they did not blame Shaitan for that. They did not say, Allah, it is because of Shaitan that we ended up doing this. Because in the end, my dear brother and sister, no matter how much Shaitan lures you, it is your decision to do it or not do it. So they said, Qala Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfirlana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Both of them said, Adam and Hawa both said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. O Allah, we have committed a sin. Rabbana zalamna anfusana means, O Allah, we have committed a sin. Wa illam taghfirlana, if you will not forgive us, wa tarhamna, and you will not show mercy to us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِينَ, definitely we are going to be among the losers. Well, this ayah is so powerful that after this dua, after they made this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their dua, the dua of Adam and Hawa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ اَحْبِتُوا بَعْدُكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوٍ. Yes, I accept your dua. Both of you are forgiven. But now you cannot live in Jannah. You have to go down to the earth. They were sent down to the earth. And then Allah said, قَالَ فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنَ وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ. That I'm going to send you at a place, meaning the earth, where in which you are going to live, in which you are going to die, and from which you are going to be recreated again. That is the dust of this earth. But this dua, brother, in the month of Ramadan, we should ask very often. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِلَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and we understand this. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.